Today's daf in Masechet Sotah, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Mem, Keneged Arboim Yom of Kabbalah Satorah, reminder that we're getting close to Shavuos, and we're up to Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Kola Imran Begvulim. So yesterday we were talking about the various psukim that are said by the tzibur at the different times that the kayanim are mevorech, whether it's a regular birchas kayanim or a musaf or a tainis or Yom Kippur. Today, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, you have to also remember that you can't say this thing all over. Kolo umram begvulin. Anybody who says this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, eno ela to'eh. Because the only reason that anybody ever says these things is only because of the mentioning of the Shem HaMeforash. Because of that, it's essential that you give some kind of response. But how are you sitting there and talking in the event that it's just regular Birchas Kayanim? Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Teda, I mean, this is pretty clear, isn't it? B'migdash Nami Lo Miboy L'Memra. I mean, I think that it's clear to you from just simple Derech Eretz, the way the world is, it shouldn't be said even in the Beis HaMikdash. Because, B'migdash nami lo b'mboi l'meimra, klum yesh lecha evet shemevorchim oto veino ma'azin. I mean, here you have an odin that's giving brachas to his evet, and the evet's busy saying his own thing, like he's not, you know, he's not really paying attention. I mean, that's horrifying. So there's a machlokas how to learn that. Does that mean that it proves that it shouldn't be said, or does it mean, which seems to be the way that the Tor Paskins, or does it mean that we only are saying it in the dire need to respond to the mentioning of the Shem HaShem HaMefurash, but normally it certainly wouldn't be said even in the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, L'maisa we Paskin not to say any of these psukim under any circumstances. Although we will talk about, if Alon shows up, we'll talk about this question of the time that the Kohanim sing. Omer Rabbi Abba, I used to say this. Oh, sorry, I think I skipped. Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, I hold the opposite. You can learn Teda. This is not the normal Teda, in the sense that I'll prove to you that the point is right. It's Teda, you could come to understand this on your own, I think is the meaning. The Begvulin Nami Boyle Mimra, you could figure out yourself from Derech Eretz that you're supposed to say these things even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Because how do you explain the fact that there's an Eved and his Rav is giving him all of these incredible brachas and he shows no response? Yeah, okay, thanks, you know, nothing. So therefore, at least each one of these Mamorim that the Tzibur says is a beautiful expression of deep appreciation. Omer Rabbi Abba, Mirei Shava Aminalo, I used to actually say this, but given a chazina le l'rababa de minakur, de lo amaluhu, anan amilo aminalo. Once I saw that Rababa, the famous, we're going to learn about him, Rababa from Akko, he didn't say it. I'm not going to say it if he didn't say it. V'yomer Rabbi Abbo, Mireish, once we're talking about Rabbi Abbo's comments about Rabbi Abba Miako, so mention also the fact that Rabbi Abbo said, I used to think that I was an onav, you know? Mireish avamina and ventana ana. But when I saw the way that Rabbi Abba Miako asks, I realized that's an onav. I don't know what it is to be an onav. So given the chazina lay, the Rabbi Abba Miako, What did he used to do? Listen, he had an amora, obviously, like everyone did. So when they would say the shir, they would speak to the amora silently, more or less. And the amora would be like the loudspeaker that would translate things, you know, to make sure that Yitzi hears it and that everybody, and that everybody would be paying attention. So they had the amora talking. Okay. So he would say over Rabbi Abba the Minako, he would say over what it was to say. Here's the pshat. Here's how to say it over. The Amora would go and he would say his own pshat. Can you imagine? As if he's explaining the shir, like, and he would say his own svara. So Omar Il Chataima, and the Amore said Chataima, and Rav Abba, fine, lo kapir, he didn't care. When I saw that, I mean, I realized, lav anvatana ein, I'm not an anav. I gotta learn from this guy what it means to be an anav. There was another mice, I would say, Rabbi Abo said that he was an anav, right? So what was Rabbi Abo's anivas? Mayan vitunute de Rabbi Abo, because once the wife of his amora said to his own wife, Rabbi Abo's own wife, you know that when my husband bends over to listen to what your husband is saying, and then he says it, he doesn't really, he's a big Talmud Chacham, probably bigger than your husband. He doesn't need your husband's shot. He does that because your husband is so chashev in the Beit Kesar. Remember, this is Rabbi Abo. He was the one that the women used to come out and they would call him Adabarna, the Am. He was very, very chashev in the Beit Sheshel Kesar. So because of the covet of the Malchus, he acts as if he's really mechabed him, but he doesn't need him in any way. So his wife goes and tells this to him. You know what she said to me? This was, so what did he respond? So let me just see that inside. Hadidan, this guy, my guy, Lord Tzarech Leiladidach, he doesn't need your husband. The only reason that he's gawking v'zokifalai, like he bends down and then he stands up and he says it over, that's Yikarabi Alma with the Ovidlay. He's just doing that out of respect. And some have the Gersas, Rashi says, it's Yikara not to him, but the Malchuta. And so she goes, also the Vita Varmalelo Rabbi Abba Abo. And of course, as women are wont to do, just to increase the amount of love and shalom bias and shalom in the world, she went and told him what it was that this woman said. So he said to her, what do you care? Mein afkalech mina. The important thing is between the two of us. The important thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gets the all of the tishbachas, that people understand his Torah. And that's what's important. What do you care? Who believes they're doing the job, you know? Makes an afkamina. And Rabbi Abo also was an anav, we could see from another maisa. That once, Rabbi Abo, imnu rabbanan alayla mimneyahu bereisha. So they had gotten together, the rabbanan, they decided that the one who should be the Rosh Hashiva should be Rabbi Abo. So they came to tell him that they want to appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva. And he knew, he himself was a rich man, but he knew that Rabbi Abba de Minako, again, this part of that relationship, had a lot of debts, and he was under a lot of pressure to pay up loans. And the Fishalei Balei Chovot. So he said to them, no, it's a big mistake to appoint me. There's a much greater person than me. You should go and make Rav Abba Miako to be the Rosh Shiva. Ika Rabba, because that way, if they would appoint him, the derech was the same way that it says, HaKohen HaGadol Miachav, which means that the other Kohanim should see to it that the Kohen Gadol was richer than the other Kohanim, and so on, so that they would take care of him in terms of the covet of the Kohen Gadol. Here too, the derech was that the covet of the Rosh Yeshiva was such that everyone would make sure that he lived properly. So Memela, that would take care of his debts. So he told them, you don't want me, you want a much greater person. And there was another Maisa, Rebbe Bohu, and Reb Chia Bar Abba. They once came together to this place where they both were supposed to give shiurim. So Rabbi Abo, he gave this beautiful drasha, but it was Bagadata. And Rabbi Bar Abba, he gave this whole complicated drasha. He gave, and then it was like, you know, on the Gemara. So who's going to listen to Rabbi Bar Abba? So everybody left Rabbi Bar Abba's drasha, and they went to hear Rabbi Abo, because, okay, Lamaisa, Rabbi Abo's shir was a much better shir. But meanwhile, Rabbi Bar Abba, he felt like really low. Cholash daitem. I guess my shirim don't attract anybody. So because of that, Rabbi Abo said to him, you know what this is like? It's so silly for you to be upset. Imagine a situation where you've got two people who are marketing. right? So one guy is marketing these very expensive diamonds. And another guy is marketing costume jewelry. So where do you think all the customers are going to go? They're not going to come to the $100,000 diamond rings and up. They're going to come to the $2 costume jewelry guy. So that's the shot. So this, I sell costume jewelry. No, you're selling the real thing. What do you expect people to come to you? It's great. So actually, sitkis, I don't know in English that there's a real, sitkis means like street vendors that they sell, safety pins and threads. I don't know if there's an actual word for that kind of thing. It still can be found in Eretz Yisrael. You have these street vendors. I guess maybe the Tupperware man, although Tupperware is so expensive today.
Name.
Huh?
Adichov Yafa with that name.
Yeah, right. It's still called in Hebrew sitkis, I'm saying, but in English, I don't know that there's such a word. Anyway, but everybody's going to go to the Mocher Minei Sitkis. Ko Yuma. So normally, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba used to walk Rabbi Abbo home. Because this was, remember that Rabbi Abbo was considered to be the most choshev because the government showed him such chashivas. So Mishum Yikra Rabbi Kesa. On that day, Rabbi Abbo insisted on walking Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba back home to his house because he was feeling like so bad. And nobody came to his shir. So he went and walked him home. But he saw it didn't help. It was a really tough thing for Reb Chiya Bar Abba to see everybody walking out of his shir and going only to Rabbi Abbo's shir. That's tough. Anyway, getting back to the whole story of the psukim that people say. So I don't know, where is Alon today? Because he was the one that raised these issues yesterday. Don't know. Okay, so I'll wait. Maybe he'll come a little bit later. So now, once we're talking about things that are said during someone else's Amira, we have another thing like that, right? And that is what we call Modim Derabona. So the Shliach Tzibur says Modim, and everybody else says these psukim sort of while the Shliach Tzibur is saying, which actually leads to a very big breakdown because sometimes the Shliach Tzibur takes advantage of that and doesn't say modim aloud. He sort of mumbles modim, and that way everybody could say their modim derabbanan, and you're not yotze the Shmoneh Esrei because he leaves out the Birchas Hodah. It's really a disaster. So, but nonetheless, we do that. And what is it? Amahim Omri. So what do the people say there? So Omar Rav, the essential thing that you have to say is Modim Anachtu Lach Hashem Elokeinu, Al Sheh Anachtu Modim Lach. That we thank you for the very fact that we thank you. Right? That's like the ultimate, you note how this is Nogea tomorrow's Midah. Hod Sheba Hod. That the hod is actually the greatest in the expression of the hod itself. Okay, but so this is modim. So that we have to have thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi learns that this means we give you thanks that we were put into a state of mind in which we're able to understand the hodah. I mean, there's also a way to understand it, that you have to have actually a rishus to be made. In other words, like, who are you? You're gonna walk in and you're gonna say, oh, thank you. Who are you to thank? Just shut up, right? But the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Hodah, that is something. And he gives us rishus to be made to him. That's also a tremendous zechus that we have. So we're made that we can be made and that we are alive to the need for Hodah and that we were allowed to give Hodah. And that it's meaningful that we give Hodah. That's incredible. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says that you add Eloheiko Basar before you say that. Al Shanachnu Modim Lach. Rabbi Samoy says, we also add Yotzreinu Yotzer Bereshit before we say Al Shana. In other words, everybody, most of the Mefarshim learn, everybody agrees that the main point over here is Modim Anachnu Lach, Al Shanachnu Modim Lach. So the question is whether you also insert other inyanim, that you're Elokei Kol Basar, you're Yotzer Bereshis. Now, do Yamri Mishmei the Rebbe Simei Brachos Vaydois L'Shimcha Agodal Hashech Yitanu V'Kiyam Tanu, but you still are reaching towards Al Sha'anu Modim Lach. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov would say, Kein Techonenu U'Techayenu U'Techapsenu U'Techasov Galuyotenu L'Chatzos Kachecha L'Shmor Chukecha L'Asot V'Tzonecha B'Lev Avshalem, but all Al Sha'anachnu Modim Lach. Now, Tosis brings Very beautiful girsaot in the Modim that the Yerushalmi brings, and over there, each one of the Mandiyamrim ends with the word Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Hahodaot. So it's mashma that maybe our Gemara doesn't hold that you're supposed to be Mavorech with the Shem, or not supposed to say a Baruch at all. Because of that, the Pesach Halacha is that we say Baruch El Hahodaot, but not to say the shame, since many learn that the Bavli is chaylek and hold that you don't end with a bracha. You just say Baruch Kelo Da'ot. Omer of Papa, Hilkach Namrino Lakulu. And as usual, Rav Papa from both sides of his papa, his mouth, he says, might as well put them all together and be Yotze everything. So we say all of these things, which is why we call it, some say, the Modim Derabbanan, because we stuck it together from so many different mandiyamrim, so this is called the Modim Derabbanan. The Pasha is why it's called Modim Derabbanan. I think the Beis Yosef actually mentions that. That's what he heard. But I mean, the Pasha is Modim Derabbanan is because it's not part of the tefillah that was mitukan by the Anshei Knesset HaGdela. So all of the other brochas, they come directly from the takonas of tefillah. There's a Derabbanan, meaning that the Mandiyamrim, I mean the Gemara, they're called the Derabbanan. We say their Tvila too. So this is the Modim that the Derabbanan said. On Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo'olam, getting back to Birchas Kohanim, Tehei Emas Tzibur Alecha. You learn a very important thing from the Kohanim, and the Kohanim face towards the Am, right? But when they face towards the Am, they can have their backs towards the Heichal, towards the Aron HaKodesh. And that's where the Sifrei Torah are. It's like, it's so chashuv that they should be facing the Am. So you see that there's a tremendous chashivus to the Tzibur. So that proves to you that you should have a sense of awe when it comes to a Tzibur. And take them very seriously. Reb Nachman Omer Mihacha, you can learn this out of even greater than that. It says, Vayokom David HaMelech HaRaglav, Vayomer Shema'uni Achai Virei'ai. This is a very fascinating little parsha that we have here in Divrei HaYomim, because it's the only parlor meeting that is recorded in the Torah. So here David HaMelech is asking for financial help in building the Beis HaMikdash. So he gives this big speech about the Beis HaMikdash. At the time that he's handing over the plans and the Nevi'ahs, he's giving over to Shlomo, his son, and he's saying over how much money he's already raised, and here's all this money. So he gathered together, it says he gathered together all the rich people, you know, the people that were in charge of government, riches, policy, taxes, and so on. And they're all here at this parlor meeting. So it sort of shows the way for how to raise money when you want to get donations. But anyway, so it says over there that he stands up in front of the tzibur. So some learn that that's good for the lashon that the Gemara is saying. Amos tzibur melech should stand up to speak to the tzibur. That itself is considered to be a wow. Must be that the tzibur is very chashuv. I mean, you'd think that for a parlor meeting, you can't really bring a raya, right? Everybody treats the rich people with covet at a parlor meeting. But anyway, so...
Rebbe?
Yeah?
Rebbe? Yeah. Three things. One, Rebbe needs to drink. Two, I think Rebbe meant to read Achai Ve'ami instead of Re'ai. But three...
Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you for... we're not up to there yet. We're not up to there.
You're just striking.
Yeah, but it's striking. Well, you have to have patience, as I often mention. Remember that Barnea warps in any direction of time, back, ahead, skips, anything could happen. So 1 minute they could be in Gerba, another minute they could be in Yerushalayim, It's an amazing thing. Anyway, yes, thank you for the correction. I meant specifically Achai Va'ami, as the Gemara is going to point out. So, but Rashi doesn't learn like that, that it's the Amidah, but rather that this is what the Gemara is actually saying now. Well, why do you say Achai on the one hand, and why do you say Ami? And we say Achai, that's sort of, you know, fraternal. Hello, everybody. You know, we're all in this together. If you're going to be donating money. But on the other hand, it's Ami, my people. Halon, you're late, and we had a number of important responses to your inyanim, and I've put it off to make sure that you would be there. So you never know when you're going to be missing.
I'm so sorry. I'm Garrett McDada, the first formal community of the room. But I'll catch it up later without a shadow of a doubt.
No, we're gonna be talking about you. I hope you're not turning off again. Okay. So when you say my people, it's my people that, you know, you're in charge of. If you say my brothers, that's a completely different ambient. So make up your mind. Im achai lama ami, v'im ami lama achai. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Amar lem David li Yisrael. Look, im atem shom imli. So if you're going to follow what I'm telling you about, well, we don't want to say it's about money, but about the COVID for the Beis Hamikdash and recognizing what a national project that is. So then you're my brothers. But if not, you are my people. I'm going to beat the hell out of you. You understand? Amiatem, ani rodetchem b'makel. So there's always a good reason to make your donations for the Beis Hamikdash. Anyway, but that means that as long as people were doing the Ratzon Hashem, then David HaMelech was tremendously mechabit them to call them achai. And Rabbanan say you can learn the idea. You know what? Before we say we can learn the idea, we'd just like to read to you the incredible lashon of the Rambam. Rambam talks about what it means a melech, the way that a melech acts, is just so beautiful. Let me see if I can find it. 1 second, just to hear the way that he speaks, just half of a fella. Just makes you realize how, yeah. Kederech shechalaklo. This he says in Ilchus Melachim. Kederech shechalaklo hakatuv hakavod hagadol v'chayav hakol bichvodo. Kach tzivahu lihiot libo bikirbo shafel v'chalal shenemar v'libi chalal bikirbi v'lo yinhag asut leiv b'Yisrael yoter midai shenemar levilti rom levavo miachav. V'yeh chonen umrachim, l'ktanim ugdolim, v'yetzei v'yavo b'cheftzeihem uv'tovatam, v'yachus al kvot katan shebiktanim, u'kishimidaber al kol ha'kahal b'loshen rabim yedaber rakot, shenema shimouni achai v'ami, lo'olam yitnaheg b'anava yetera, ein lanu gadol mimoshe rabbeinu, v'hu omer v'nachnu mo'ah, ויסבול תרחם ומסעם ותלונתם וקפצם, כאשר יישא האומנת היונק, רואה כראו הכתוב, לראות ביעקב עמו, ודרכו שרואה מפורש בקבלה, כי רואה עדרו יראה בזרועו יקבץ טלאים, ובחיקו יישא. ממש לשון זהב, ויילד אבדין. Anyway, רבון אמרי מהוכה, you could find another, Rav Nachman or Rami Yochanan. Rabban, we did Rav Nachman. So we want to do now Rabbanan. There were other Rabbanan who brought the Raya for the Emas HaTzibur from the Kohanim. The Ina Kohanim Rishayim La'alot B'san Delehem La'Duchan. Why are Kohanim not allowed to go up to the Duchan wearing their shoes? And it was a Takona. Zeo Achad B'Tesha Takonot Shidkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai in this issue, as the Brisa says. And why must that be? I mean, I'm assuming that it's because of the Kovan HaTzibur. Because usually these sandalim, I mean, remember in those days, wherever you walked was filthy. There was no place that you could walk that wasn't filthy. So basically, if you were wearing your clothes full length, which was the norm, so people didn't see those filthy shoes that you were wearing. But if a Kohen has to be no seis kappa, so what normally happens is that this exposes his shoes because he lifts up his hands, pulls up his baguette. And that's insulting to the tzibur. So you see that because of that, we made a takana that Kohanim can't wear shoes. So doesn't that show you an amazing halacha lemaisa of emas hatzibur? Amar Rav Ashi, no, because that's not the reason. The reason over there is, it's not because of that. It's because we're nervous that the Kohen may notice that his shoes are untied or that his sandal got untied. Now he's embarrassed. People are going to start giggling. Look at that idiot. He's walking around with untied shoelaces. Oh, my gosh. So there he is going up to Birchas Kohanim. Now he sees he's got untied shoelaces. Now he's going to go down and he's going to tie his shoelaces. Meanwhile, it's the middle of Birchas Kohanim. Everybody's saying, hey, look at that jerk. He went down, probably Ben Gurusha, Ben Chalutza. God only knows. He's going to miss out on the Birchas Kohanim. Anyway, that already, that's a different thing. Amrei Ben Gurusha, Ben Chalutza. So that's all in order to avoid his own bizyonos. That's not called emas hatzibur. That's called looking out for number one. But emas hatzibur, that was gufo dovar amelach's taina on shol amelach, right? To Michal. But emas hatzibur is where it's really because of the kovod hatzibur. Okay. Now in the Migdash, we do bracha achat. And why is this? Kokach lama. Lafisha ein onim amen b'migdash. We do not say amen in the Migdash. The pashtus is we don't say amen in the Migdash because of the fact that it's just not enough of a response to the shem hamafurash. But lemaisa kabbalistically, the inyan of amen, if you take a look also at the gematria of the amen of the 91, is the chibur of the shem yudke vavke and the shem of adnus, and that is something that is inappropriate on the shem hagodol. Well, we don't talk about the splitting up, so to speak, of those anhogas and the way that the amen is merames to. So there's Kabbalistic reasons, but dafka, why not to say amen in the presence of the Shema HaMiyuchad? But the question over here is, as Tosis points out, but if we don't say amen, that makes it even worse. Because what do we say? We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olu Olam Va'ed. That's a lot longer than an amen, isn't it? So, I mean, if you're telling me that we make shalosh brachas because we have to be mafsik with amen, this is much worse. I don't understand, says Tosfos. Because the whole mocker, how do we know, says the Gemara? Because Tanur Rabbanim Minayin She'enonim Amen B'Migdash. That's because the whole lashon of the pasuk that we see when they were there rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash in Ezra. So this is good for what Ezra tells them. And the Leviim go out to make sure that everybody understands. So it says over there, Vayomer HaLeviim, yeah, so on, gives it, you know, all the names of the Leviim. Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokechem, Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam, V'Yavaruch Hu Shem Kvodecha, U'Meromam Al Kol Bracha U'Tehillah. Oh my gosh. So this was teaching them how it is that you make a bracha that is totally different. You don't just say Baruch Atah Hashem. You actually say, Baruch Atah Hashem, this is Min HaOlam, Ad HaOlam, this is Al Kol Bracha O Bracha. And then it ends that at the, after this Bracha, the Yavaruch Hu Shem Kvodecha Omer Mam Al Kol Bracha O Tila. And that the Gemara defines as Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. And that needs to be said, Al Kol Bracha O Bracha Tila. Shenemar V'Yavaruch Hu Shem Kvodecha Umro Mam Al Kol Bracha O Tila. Al kol bracha bracha ten lo tila. Therefore, says Tosis, so this is much worse. I mean, if you're going to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto instead of Amen, so then you have even a bigger hefsek. So Tosis says, maybe they didn't wait until the end of the pasuk to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, but maybe they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto immediately when Kishar Yerushalmim the Shem HaNichbad Manorah V'lo Hayu Mamtinim. So if they weren't Mamtinim, so then by the time that they finished, there wouldn't be a problem. But this is very interesting because there's a Brisker Rav actually on this, right? So the Brisker Rav says, if you'll notice that the way in which we say in the Machzor, we say specifically that Av hu haya mitkaven ligmor et hashem keneged hamevorchim. What does that mean? That means that they were saying the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso as he was saying the shame, so that he would be marich on the shame. So it's clearly that's the entire point. This was something that was said along with the shame. And this is basically the way that the Rambam says it. So l'chora, this is actually learned from by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vayimaher Moshe, Vayikod Arza Vayishtachu. Mashmo Vayimaher, what's the Vayimaher? That as soon as there was the utterance of the shame and he heard the beginning of the shame, he immediately fell on his face to be Mishtachave. That seems to be the whole mocker. Looking for a handkerchief. That seems to be the whole mocker for this halacha as well. So that is Tosis' possibility. That's Reb Chaim Brisker. And there's another approach, which is the Rush. The Rush says that Birkas Kohanim is not one of these brachas. When it says to say these brachas, we were just bringing a raya that we're not saying amen in the Migdash. But that doesn't mean that we did say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso on Birkas Kohanim all the time. The only time that this took place was on Yom Kippur because of the specific chashivas of Yom Mechila V'Kapora and so on. But it wasn't part of the normal nusach of Birkas Kohanim. That's not a bracha. And this is the way the Netziv learns is that unless the bracha was said, Mamish Kalosha bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam v'ad olam, which is the way that we have to make the bracha, the full bracha. So since we don't say that, there would be no Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus olam v'ad at all. And as far as Amen is concerned, there never was any takana of Amen. Now this raises the question that Alon spoke about yesterday, which was, what about the idea of saying, like the Gemara says, in brachas, that someone who had a bad dream, so he should say this, this tefillah, which people say, that the whole idea that chalom chalamti en yodei amahu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should be merapet, and so on. How do we say that if we don't even say the psukim? We said that it's not even nice to say the psukim, and then we say all of this stuff. How do we come to say all of this stuff? So fine, some of the Rishonim Taina, that ain't Ochinami. We only do that as a response to a Sakonis Nefarshis. Because remember, we're even Doich Shabbos, eating on Shabbos for a Tainis Chalom. So we obviously view a Chalom as being something that is psychologically at least matri the person very much. So because of that, we're matrim not to eat on Shabbos, but maybe that's the reason that there we're not makbin. But the Ramah brings, very interestingly, that the minhag has become at least among the Ashkenazim, because remember the Ashkenazim have very little access to Birkas Kohanim, because they only say the Birkas Kohanim at times when the Shechina can be Shaira mitach Simcha, and that's Dafka during Yomim Tevim, but on a normal time, Ashkenazim are never happy. So because of that, there's a lot of reasons that are given for that. There's too much tirda, but parnasa, we don't have time, and all kinds of excuses for why we should. I suppose the same reason that Ashkenazim try to get away without saying tachanun. Who's got time for tachanun? So we figure out there's always some kind of yard site. Anyway, but the point is that the Ramah says that if the Kohanim are being marich in these Negunim, so then you should even say those psukim. Because that's not considered to be not listening. They're just singing the Kohanim. In which case, that became the minhag to do for Alon, so that he would be able to pay attention and understand why he could say the bracha on the chalom, even though it's in the middle of Birkas Kohanim. Even if he's in Masada. Excellent. Okay, and now this brings us to the next very important moment, which is the next idea that we had in the opening of the perek was the Birchot Kohen Gadol. So Birchot Kohen Gadol also has to be B'loshon HaKedesh. Not clear what that means, because we don't find, actually, that the brachas of the Kohen Gadol, Rambam doesn't bring anything about the brachas of the Kohen Gadol being in Lashon HaKodesh as actually a Mefarshei HaMishnah bring. That doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, where do we get the idea from? That the brachas, the Rabbanan, that we made those dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. So the pashtus is that since he's reading from the Sefer Torah B'Lashon HaKodesh, so Mamela, it's a reference to just the fact that it's going to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, I mean, very difficult to accept that it doesn't also mean the brachas, but in any event, these are the brachas on Yom Kippur. So after the end of the Avodas, which is when the Sar Mishtaleach, already Yishiti, has sent him out, everything is finished, out comes the Kohen Gadol, and he reads from, as we'll see, from Achri Mois, he does the Kriya, and also the other parshias of the Musafim, and he makes a special 8 brachas that are made at this occasion. So Ketzah. So first of all, it was a very beautiful Seder. The Chazan HaKnesset would be the one who would take the Sefer Torah. So this was, there used to be a Beit HaKnesset that was there right by the Azara, and there was a Chazan of that Knesset was in charge. He would take out the Sefer Torah, and he would bring it in to the Mokum HaKriya. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss where that was done. And he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesset. The Rosh HaKnesset was the one who was in charge of handing out the aliyahs and deciding who gets which kibbutz and so on. And the Rosh HaKnesset would take the Sefer Torah and he would give it to the Sigan, who was the one that was appointed to take the place of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the event that he would be Nifsal. And the Sigan would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would stand up, which is mashmat, until that point he was sitting, and he would be Mekabel, and this is relates to Rabarnea's point of how could he be sitting, and that was where we're going to get into the issue of Ein Yeshiva Bazara. And he would stand up, be Mekabel, the Sefer Torah, he would read the Parsha of Achrei Mos, doesn't mean he read the whole Parsha of Achrei Mos, he would read the Seder of the Aveda on Yom Kippur and Achrei Mos. He would also read from Ach Ba'asor, because even though Achri Mos doesn't run directly into the Emor, but it takes only a second to move the Sefer Torah to be Goylel to get to the Ach Ba'asor B'Chodesh HaShvi'i, and that you're allowed to do while the one who is being Mitargim is Mitargim, because it's not a Tircha de Tzibura. And then he would be Goylel the Sefer Torah, he would put it on his lap, and he would say, Yoter mima shekariti lifnechem katuv kan. I don't want you to think that I'm about to say Parshas Pinchas Baal Peh, because this Sefer Torah doesn't include Parshas Pinchas. Chas v'chalila. It's an excellent Sefer Torah, and I don't want everybody to be standing around while I move the Sefer to Parshas Pinchas. That's called Kavod HaTzibur. And therefore, he would read from the Asor, B'chodesh of Chumash HaPekudim, which is in Pinchas, that's the Musafim, that he would be Kerei Alpeh, and he would say 8 special brachas. So one bracha was the standard, Birchas HaTorah, and that was the, Rashi says Bracha Shlach HaReah, others learn that it includes both the Psicha and the closing are all included in Shmona Brachas. And then he would say Al Avodah, which is what we call Ritzei. And then he would say Moedim, because Aveda is always together with Haidah, which we learn out from Zoveach Todah Yechabdinani. And then he would say a special bracha on Mechilat Avon, which we say Melech Mochel V'Soleach L'Avonotenu V'La'Avonot Amo Yisrael, and so on, that we have in our tefillah. He would say that on the Kriya. And he would say a special tefillah on the Migdash, about the Kiyum HaMikdash, and that we should be zeicher to not have a churban, and he would say at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Bochar B'Mikdash, and he would say another special bracha al Yisrael, which would then end with Baruch HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael, and he would make a bracha on Yerushalayim, and then there would be the bracha on the Kayanim, and the Shara Tfilah, which is the way that he would normally be saying brachas vaydais, and in his own tefillahs that he would add, which the Gemara will talk about. But anyway, says the Gemara, it's fascinating, because apparently we're going to hand it, I'm holding the Sefer Torah, I'm going to hand it not to the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to hand it to the Zgan. Why am I handing it to the Zgan? So I'm showing kavod to the Zgan. How should I show kavod to the Zgan in the presence of the Kohen Gadol? Does that make sense? I mean, shouldn't I completely be mevatel the sense of kavod to the one who is the greatest there? And there's a big machlokas of whether you're chokin kavod l'talmid b'mokam harav. So apparently from here, you see that we are, because we bedavka take the first step before giving it to the Kohen Gadol. We're going to give it to someone who is a talmid, so to speak, of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi, not necessarily, because the number of steps that we have is the greater kavod for the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. And that's the Barov Am. The more secretaries you have to go through in order to get to speak with Akiva, you know, you can't just phone directly. So when you go through secretary one, and then that puts you through the next secretary, let me put you through to that secretary. You know, when you finally get up there, you say, wow, this guy is really choshev. Little do they know, it's all just going back and forth between the AIs in the office, but it's well worthwhile. So here too, in order to get the Kohen Gadol to be in a matzav of tremendous kavod, maybe that's why we do it, so it doesn't prove that necessarily chok and kavod the Talmud. Lemaise is an interesting question that Tosfos points out, because the Gemara comes out that actually it depends on the attitude of the Rav to the Talmud. If the Rav is mechabed this Talmud, so then you're mechabed the Talmud in front of the Rav. So why don't we just say that the reason we do this is because of the Kohen Gadol being mechabed himself, the Sagan, because it says no matter what the situation is, this is the way they were koveya it. Fine. And then the Kohen Gadol stands up, he takes the Sefer Torah, and he starts reading for the Sefer Torah. So what do you mean he stands up? You mean until this point he's been sitting? But how has he been sitting? Oh, mate, Michlal de Yoshevu? I thought that we have this halacha, that we have a kavias, that it's Oser Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, unless you are from the family of David HaMelech, and you're a Melech, Ela L'malchei Beit David Bilvad? I mean, even the Malachei Ashores, it's a Srafim Omdim Mimalo. So how are you sitting in the Beis HaMikdash? How is that possible? For Davka from Malchut Beis David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be Mara the Shlemus HaMalchus, B'Davka had him sit. And that was Vayavo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem, Vayomer Mi Anochi. So there he actually was nispoil on the fact that he was being given the Malchus. This was after the Nasan HaNavi came and he told him all of these things, what's going to be, that he's going to have the Malchus and the Keser Malchus. Mi Anochi Hashem Elokim, Umi Beisi, Kevi Asani Ad Halom. But for the Kohen Gadol, how could the Kohen possibly sit in the Beis HaMikdash? Answers the Gemara, it depends where it is. Kiri Amar Rav Chista, we're going to see Rav Chista at the end of the sugya, is that when it says in the Azara, it doesn't mean in the Azara of the Mokom HaMikdash, which is the area, Dafka, of the Darga, of the Shechina. It's talking about the Ezras Nashim. And the Ezras Nashim, that was on the Madrega of the Kiddusha, only of the Harabayit. So there, it's mutter to have yeshiva. So here too, it's talking about Be'ezras Noshim, not Mamish in the Azara. And remember that even in order for there to be accommodate the Mitzrayim, even Shar Niknor didn't have the Kedusha of the Azara in order that there shouldn't be a problem for the Mechusrei Kapurim to be able to be there. Meisvet. Veheichon Korim. Now, it says, where did they actually read? This is talking about Hakel. But I mean, we're just taking, sort of making an assumption that wherever the Kriya was in Hakel, that would be where we would do the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. But okay, but this is talking about Hakel. So it says over there, Ve'echan Korimbo, Be'azorah. They would read it in the Azorah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bahar HaBayit. Shenemar Vayikra Bo Lifnei HaRechov, Asher Lifnei Shar HaMayim. That's a continuation of the whole story in Ezra. So you see that the Tanakhama holds that they were Korei Mamish in the Azorah. So I thought we said that you're not allowed to sit. Om Rav Chista, when it says in the Azorah, all it's saying is the Ezra's Noshim. The difference between the Harabayit and the Ezra's Noshim is not a din in Kedusha, but a din in the Yichud that we made, certain takonis, the Gabi Knesset, the Ezra's Noshim, but in terms of this halacha of Ein Yeshiva, it doesn't apply. This was the Rav Chista that we were speaking about before. V'kerei acharemos v'ach ba'asor. You know what? Maybe we'll wait Bezrat Hashem till tomorrow to read from there. No, you know what? Actually, let me do that. As I have a bris tomorrow morning, a grandson. V'kerei acharemot v'ach ba'asor. Ask the Gemara, how can you read from two different parshas if you're not allowed to be goyel? V'raminu, midalgim b'navi. You're allowed to go skipping around in a navi, but we're not midalig in the Sefer Torah. Rabbi, that's no problem, because kan b'chdei sh'yifsoka turgeman, v'kan b'chdei sh'lo yifsoka turgeman. Basically, it depends. I mean, over here, what he's reading is so close to one another, so as long as the mitargim is still going to be speaking, and by the time he finishes speaking and you're ready to learn read the next pasuk, then it's not a problem. But no, that's not true. That was said in this sugya, Alei Katani, Medalgim Benavi, Ve'ein Medalgim Etera, Ve'ad Kama Medalgim, when you are Medalgim, Ad Kedei Shol Yivisakam Turgaman. So what you're saying is not so. Here it's saying, if you're allowed to be Medalik, which is where? In the Navi. How much can you be Medalik? Shol Yivsukat Turgaman. But that means that in Torah you can't be Medalik at all. Bechlal de Betorah klal klalo. Even if the Meturgaman is still being Metargan. So why in the world can you answer that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to? Elam Arba, you're right. That's a mistake. The difference between where you're medalig and not medalig is the question of whether you're going from one issue to another issue. Elam Rabbaya, Lokasha. Here we're talking about Be'inyin Echad, because the Kohen Gadol is going from Achremos to Ach Ba'asor is all about Yom Kippur. So Memela, since we're talking about Yom Kippur, you're allowed to be medalig because you're not going into a different inyan. Bashenke in the Mishnah, in the Mesechus Megillah over there, is talking about Shnei Inyanim. And over there, you cannot be medalig even if it's not a tircha de tzibura. We'd be talking about different things. That you can't do, because then you may get confused. The people listening are going to get confused. Is this a lav? Is this a chorus? Was the chorus referring to this one? It's very, very confusing. Okay. And that, Abayis Teretz, is actually pretty clear from the Braisa, because it says so, Vatanya. Medalgim betorah binyan echad. And Benavi, afilu b'shnei inyanim, exactly like Abaya said. In both cases where you are medaleg, kan v'kan, b'chdei shelo yifsok hameturgaman. If you're medaleg, however, in the Navi, it's got to be in the same sefer. Medalgami Navi le'Navi, we're not going to be medaleg, we're talking about one Navi to another. That is really, whew, that's going to drive the tzibur crazy, unless you're in treyos. There, people are used to seeing that as sort of one sefer. Okay, so you were in Yoina, so you read a little bit from Malachi. Everybody understands that that's part of Treyaser, as long as you don't go backwards. So you can't go back so what does that mean? From the end of, let's say, to go from Malachi to Nachum, that you can't do that. And, okay, it's a question of whether that's Dafka Is it in the same sefer that we're talking about? We're talking about that would be more than the Targum would be Metargim, because that would be usher in any direction, l'chayra. So in other words, as long as you're not going in some taina from one sefer to an earlier sefer, but you're allowed to go backwards to the same sefer, so that maybe it's only referring to going from Malachi to Habakkuk. Okay, that we'll have to discuss tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, in terms of the Psak Halacha. Oh, okay, everybody. It's been a long, exciting day with many beautiful things, lots of things that make us wish that we were around to see it. Halo l'mishma ozneinu daveli beinu. Okay, Bezrat Hashem very soon. Very soon. Hoshiat amecha v'rechet nachalatecha. Thank you. Kol tov, everybody.